You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, that feels real good, Josh. Mix 100, it's your boys in the morning, Dom and Jeremy, with Josh filling in for Dom today while he is away. Damn, I like this.
I love Stones.
What is this? Yeah.
And yes, it is Mix 100, your home of the summer business boost. Mix 100 knows that times are kind of tough right now, and we want to do our part to help businesses out in the Denver metro area. If you own or manage a business and you play Mix 100 there, go over to mix100.com and tell us about it. And each week, we're going to pick one local business. We'll pay you guys a visit. We'll come in and say, hey. And if you do have Mix Plan, we're going to give you $1,500 in free advertising and get you on blast on all of our socials. It's really
That's cool. That's
a lot
awesome.
A lot of businesses participating. Federal Heights Family Dentistry in Federal Heights, believe it or not. Josh.
No way.
Yeah. Quality Paws Natural Pets on Broadway and Giuseppe's Pizza.
Giuseppe's!
Hey! It's so good!
Give
in
me my
Denver.
Pizza!
They all signed up at Mix100.com for the Mix 100 Summer Business Boost. And you should do the same. Do it right now. Go, go, go. Joshy boy, I wandered into the middle school yesterday with my son. It was the big day where they go in and drop off all their school supplies.
He gets locker? You get it chosen?
Get the locker with the locker combination.
I love it.
He was there for about 45 minutes setting up every little thing in the locker.
It's the best, man.
He put his Nuggets magnets up and lining up his pencils and his papers.
Does he get the full length or are they halvesies?
They're halvesies. Okay, and he was a little disappointed because it was bottom locker this time around. Bottom
so
locker's
uncool.
The worst.
So
it's
uncool.
The worst. You can stand up and bonk your head.
I love how that's a big deal. Like, think about
such
everything.
A big deal.
That was a big deal back then, man.
Like, his buddies were coming up and they're like, oh, bro, which we'll talk about bro in a second. Bro, you got bottom locker. Oh, man. He's like, don't worry, whatever. Don't worry about it.
Dude, it's honestly, actually, it's a little bit better. It's honestly cool. Like, it's not that bad.
Like, I can put my backpack right here on the floor and get things right from the locker into the backpack. It's very ergonomic, very quick.
It's so good, man.
So yeah, that went on, and then we kind of did the walk, as you know, around the school, so we can see where all of his classes were. And and side note on the locker, like none of them were working; they were all jacked up somehow. So the poor maintenance guy was there, and that was like his main job yesterday, to go around with his little pliers and adjust all the lockers. And there was like slamming and opening and slamming
that
and
poor
opening.
Guy.
That poor guy.
Give
I know.
Him a raise.
Seriously, man. And then, yeah, just seeing the excitement with all the kiddos. I mean, they were all just so excited to see each other. The school has that fresh out of summer smell.
Oh, yeah.
Where everything's clean.
Clean, yep.
And it just flooded memories back, you know, to the first day and week.
Do you want to know what's really funny that I just thought of, that speaking of flooding memories back, so you say that you took your son around the school to, you know, look at where his classes are going to be and everything like that.
Yeah.
My parents had a tradition, and we did this through college with me, because they would help me move in every summer and, you know, my apartment, whatever, dorms. And they would take me around the campus. I went to CSU. They would take me around the campus to find where my classes were for that semester.
That's good parenting,
and
though.
They did that. I just thought about this. Thank you, Mom and Dad. They did that from literally elementary school all the way through college. So that was kind of a fun family tradition.
And then
that
like,
we did.
From what I hear, like when you got your first place and everything, they were like, this is the kitchen.
Exact
Let's
same
walk
thing.
To the bathroom if you got to go potty.
It was so helpful. I would have gotten lost. It was so helpful.
Well, we are going to be talking about memories, but let me give you one more thing, the bro thing.
Yes.
It's like the first time seeing his buddies, a few of them, from the break. Bro is big now in
really?
Middle school. Like, it is, I felt so dumb when I left because it was, bro, cool shoes. Bro, your locker's here. Bro, where's your first? Bro, broski. Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. Bro beans.
Yes,
hey.
It was. I mean, the amount of times I heard bro yesterday was in freaking insane.
So it's back in because bro was really, really big.
Was
when
it?
I was in like middle school, early high school.
Oh my gosh.
It transitioned from dude because dude was everywhere.
Dude,
so
I was
it's cyclical.
Dude.
It's cyclical. It's well, going. It's coming back in.
Bro is back and it is back in force, bro.
That's funny. I love you. You probably notice all the little things that your kids now say that's
Cause
in.
You're like.
Everybody's
I don't want to be a
bro.
Jerk to him, but I do want to talk to him and be like, you got to stop saying bro so much because it makes you sound stupid. Yeah. You know, it does. But then it's like that's their lingo and that's what's cool is now. So I can't.
Hey, bro,
I
let
can't.
Him say it, man. Bro, I'm gonna bro, punch you let
right
him say
in the throat.
It.
I'm going to punch you right in the throat. So, yeah, let's talk about memories this morning. Those memories of the first day going back, the memories of the first week, what you got excited about. Somebody wrote in, Ava, she says, boys, you always say that you like it when people ask you questions, and I have one for you. I've been thinking about the things that made going back to school so memorable, and it got me wondering, what's your favorite part? What was your favorite part about heading back to school? And that was Ava. And I think mine would be the smell. Just the smell of walking into the school. And
so let me ask you this.
Smell clean.
My school was virtually from elementary school through high school a little bit different. So I went to a private school where we had dress codes. So I guess in a way, we couldn't really express ourselves through the new outfits that everybody... We had khakis or jeans.
Right.
And like a collared shirt.
Which
so
is better.
Okay, I will say, for everybody that hates dress code, it made picking out outfits so flippin' easy for us.
And there's no competition amongst students and peers about what you're wearing.
Zero.
You have the latest
we all wore
anything.
The same thing.
You're
so
all
that,
the same.
I like that.
I'm for it.
But that being said, the biggest thing that this is how I got my start in the shoe world, we always expressed ourselves with the newest shoes that we could wear and find. So for me, it was always competitive. I had to have the coolest shoes, you know, with all my friends getting the new Jordans and everything. So that is kind of how I got
you
my
were rich,
start.
So you were super rich, so...
That's how I got my start.
He got the Jordans, you guys.
I did. You wanted to keep
multiple
up with the best styles.
Of Jordans.
But there was not Jordan, you know, it was not just the Jordans. There was the Nikes and the Adidas and all those
Back
things.
In my day, I had the Reebok pumps.
Those are awesome. Those are with
you
their
pumped
vintage
the tongue?
Now. Yes, I have a pair of I'll bring them in. I have a pair
I
of them.
Put them on. I
they're the black and white Reebok pumps, and they're awesome, man. Those are sweet shoes.
All right, so your memory is new shoes.
New shoes.
New shoes. Got my new shoes on.
Which also have a great smell.
Also a great smell. Oh, all the memories. Mm-hmm. Such good memories. A ton of texts coming in this morning. I do have to give a special shout out to Amanda, who says, was Josh a Valor kid with the pleated pants, uniforms, expensive shoes? And yes. I wrote back, oh, yeah, dude was spoiled.
Amanda!
And then she wrote back and she said, did Josh get a brand new BMW when he turned 16 too?
No, it was an Audi.
It
Come
was
on.
An Audi, Amanda!
Come on, Amanda!
Back to school, back to school, back to school. I am super excited. My kids are going back on.
Finally!
Like a half day on Thursday, and then they go back on Friday, which is stupid.
Why do you get a half day on Thursday?
And then you go back for Friday, and then you immediately have a weekend. That's stupid. That's super stupid.
That's good. That's funny.
Some of the other messages coming in talking about the best part of going back to school. Shannon says, Jer, we always went out as a family the night before to get ice cream and dinner, and we would talk about our best memories of the summer.
Oh, that's
And then we'd
cute.
All get excited for the next school year.
That's
I'm continuing
cute.
My that tradition with my kids.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of summer, Mom?
When you guys went back to school?
When school went back in.
She's
session.
Like, it's going to be tomorrow, honey.
Let's see. Jer, the start of the school year always meant the return of my favorite food item, fruit snacks.
Oh, yes.
My
that's
mom refused
good.
To buy these during the summer.
So...
But my sister and I always convinced her that they were an essential school snack.
They are, man.
And
they
that
really
was,
are.
There's no name on that one.
I wanted to read one really quickly as well. Alex chimed in and said that she loved seeing what kind of backpacks everybody would wear. And that brought a memory to me, back to me, senior year. All the guys in the senior class, whether it was the sports teams or whatever, decided to do something kind of funny. It wasn't necessarily the senior prank, but they would all buy like Disney princess, like little kid backpacks. And we'd all show up the first day of senior year rocking these purple and pink and brightly colored like Tinkerbell
all
backpacks.
Right, that's pretty darn funny.
And it was pretty good, man. Did you do anything for your senior year?
No.
No.
No, we didn't even know. Huh. Dude, I was a dork. I was in theater. Although that sounds like a theater type thing to do.
Guys,
we
should probably all just follow the rules.
There was no senior prank. It was me like talking people off the ledge. No senior prank. We should all behave. We should all make sure we get our diplomas. Let's be on our best behavior so we can get out of here,
Gotta
guys.
Graduate on time.
Now I'd like to do a monologue from...
That's
that
so
was
good,
totally
you nerd.
I was such a nerd. I was such a good, wholesome boy. Arabella's on the line. Hi, Arabella. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So you got a memory or anything you want to talk about going back to school?
I'm with Josh. I also went to a school that has a ton of, like, we had so many uniform restrictions.
Yes. Thank you.
Even our shoes, we had to have black or blue sneakers or black or blue dress shoes.
Oh, wow.
So I couldn't. We expressed ourselves through notebooks. So whoever had the nicer notebooks, and if you had, like, the sectioned ones that had, like, the five subjects in one, you were, like, the king of the school.
Bougie. That's
a bougie queen
notebook.
Right there.
Was it like a trapper keeper? Remember trapper keepers?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like
okay.
That.
Okay.
And if you had the erasable pens.
Oh my gosh.
That's so spot
okay,
on.
Okay, but what about the pens that had multiple colors in the same pen?
Oh, don't even
You
get
were
me
loaded.
Yeah.
Living
Especially
the
if
dream.
It had the neon colors. If
yes.
If it was just the boring ones, no. But if you had the neon colored ones, you were like riding for life. That
so you so came good. From a super rich family like Josh then, huh?
Yeah.
We were well yeah, off.
Like,
we are, we are well off, Arabella, right? That's it.
That's great. All right,
that's
Arabella.
Funny.
Well, thank
oh
you for
gosh.
Sharing your memories. Those are spot on. Have a good day.
Of course. Have a great day.
See
Thanks,
you later.
Arabella.
Amanda decided to write back yet again after she got done bashing
oh,
you
boy.
About a new BMW. She goes, actually, I bet Josh's favorite memory was getting a new car every year to express himself since he had to wear a uniform.
I don't even have any comment
Dude,
for
she
that.
She is.
I don't know
piling
you, Annabelle.
On. She is piling on with you.
My gosh, that's funny.
A lot of people writing in about new outfits. Now people are teachers and they love seeing all the kids come in.
What
in
about
their
this?
New, oh, this is funny.
Oh, you first.
Real quick, she says, as a teacher, I love seeing all the kids come in during that first week asking, when is winter break?
Oh, my God. They're never satisfied. That is
Ever.
So funny. Ever. You're right, man. That's the first. After the first day,
Winds
that's
break.
The next thing you look forward to. I wanted to read really fast what Bryn said. So she said she loved checking out which of her friends came back with the risky hairstyles. There's always that one girl or guy that shaves the head or chops all the hair off, and they're like, look, I look so good. And you're like, oh. Oh, nice.
Well,
that's
I mean,
good.
You look
that's
okay.
a choice.
That's different. I will give you one more before we hop into a little Justin Bieber from Angela yet again.
Oh, boy. What did Angela have to
I'm
say?
I'm surprised Josh's backpack wasn't a luxury Audi model backpack. Probably came with the car. No, I think you were more like a Louis Vuitton backpack, weren't you?
LV, baby.
LV. That's how he rolled, Angela. Mm-hmm. Get it right.